major ecological disaster. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's what a Ukrainian official is calling a Russian attack on a civilian oil depot tonight. Fox's Trey Yingst is in Kyiv and says the depot is nearby.
In a small city just south of Kyiv called Vasilkiv. This is significant because it shows the Russians are continuing their campaign against this city. We saw earlier today an apartment building that was hit by a Russian missile and small arms fire throughout the day. Officials here in Kyiv issued a special warning for civilians to get underground immediately.
The UN Refugee Agency says over 150,000 people have fled into neighboring countries. The United States, EU, and UK have agreed to pull Russia from the SWIFT banking system.
The SWIFT international payment system is what basically every bank in the world relies on to make and receive payments. It's a messaging system sort of described as like the Gmail of banks. Without a connection to SWIFT, these banks that have been blocked will now have to use a telephone or a fax machine to make or receive a payment from a bank outside of Russia. They've also targeted nearly 80% with these sanctions of the Russian banking sector.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. More military aid for Ukraine. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv.
Germany announced it'll be sending 1,000 anti-tank Javelin missiles here. So we've been seeing the devastating impact of those Javelins on the battlefield. Back in 2014, when the Russians invaded Crimea and eastern Ukraine, Ukrainian forces were using RPGs and they were essentially bouncing off those tanks.
President Biden announced another $350 million of weapons aid will be provided to Ukraine. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired a suspected missile into the sea off of its eastern coast. Japan says it was possibly a ballistic missile. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Bars, liquor stores, and government officials in Canada are taking a stand against Russia's invasion of Ukraine. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
Ontario's finance minister directing liquor control officials to have stores remove Russian vodka and other Russian alcoholic products. The Canadian press saying those products will be yanked from nearly 700 stores across the province. Stores in Manitoba, New Brunswick, British Columbia, and Newfoundland were also taking similar action. In the U.S., liquor store owners in Kansas, Oregon, and Michigan are among retailers pulling hundreds of dollars worth of Russian vodka off of their shelves. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Two more national soccer teams are taking action to protest Russia's invasion.
Poland has refused to play its World Cup qualifier against Russia. That matchup is scheduled for March 24th in Moscow. The winner would take on either Sweden or the Czech Republic March 29th, but Sweden is saying it will not play against Russia no matter where the game takes place. FIFA officials have yet to take a clear position on Russia hosting qualifying games or on the Russia-Poland contest. UEFA officials have already moved the Champions League final from St. Petersburg, Russia, to Paris. That game is May 28th. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
Another Starbucks store votes to unionize. Fox's Pam Puso has the story.
Employees at a Starbucks in suburban Phoenix have voted overwhelmingly to form a union, dealing another blow to the coffee chain. Pro-union leaders say workers deserve the right to collectively bargain on issues like benefits, seniority pay, and pandemic safety protocols. A spokesman for the Java Giant says Starbucks will respect the process and bargain in good faith. He went on to say he hopes the union does the same. The organization organizing effort first took off in Buffalo, New York, where two stores voted to unionize in the past few months. Pam Puso, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.